knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and his. Sweet company too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Sweet company too. You'll see that life is a ball again. Laughter is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous.
Three's company too. Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous.
Three's company too.
Da 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 da. Do we die?
Jack, guess what? You've joined the Boy Scouts.
Oh, no. My boss lent me his cabin up at Big Bear for the weekend. I thought maybe you want to come along.
Gee, I'd love to, Lair, but I left my short pants at the cleaners. Let me get this for you, Sparky.
Jack, I'm talking clean air, fresh mountains, springs, pine trees.
I can't, Larry. I'm busy all weekend.
Okay. Want to go to the beach?
Larry, I got things to do, okay?
Right. Excuse me, do you mind? Jack, come here. You got to see this.
What? Real woman? Come on, Larry.
Jack, this could change your life.
How to avoid embarrassing underarm stains?
Not that, this quiz.
Rate your roommate? Well, one of the girls already filled this out.
Yeah, but which one, Terry or Janet?
Who cares?
You should, it's all about you.
Huh?
Look, listen to this question. Is your roommate of the opposite sex? Answer, yes. What, shall I go on?
No, thanks, I told you I got things to do.
Jack, don't you want to find out how you rate around here?
Hey, Lair, the kid knows how he rates around here, all right? What's it say?
Ooh, listen to this. Have you ever had an affair with your roommate? Answer, no.
I've heard enough.
Would you like to? Yes!
Yes, where? Have you ever had an affair with your roommate? No. Would you like to? Yes!
You lucky son of a gun.
Larry, after all these years, why would one of the girls want to leave with me?
Maybe she thinks you're something special.
That's ridiculous.
I know, but there's no accounting for taste.
An affair would ruin everything around here. The three of us couldn't live together after something like that.
Ah, you're right. You can't be making it with one roommate while the other's living in the same apartment.
Exactly.
So it'd be better if you took whoever it is up to my cabin at Big Bear.
Larry, we've got time to be messing around. We've got things to do.
I can't wait to find out which one it is.
You're out of here. Right here. Nah.
Oh, hi, Jack.
Nothing. I wasn't reading. Nothing. Hi.
Hi,
Jack. Hi, Jerry. Hi, Tanit. Terry. Janet. Say, Janet?
Yeah.
Could you come in for a second?
Sure,
Janet,
yeah.
Is there something that's been bothering you lately that I might be able to help you out with?
What?
Well, not that it's any of my affair. My business. Not that it's any of my business. It's just that,
Jack!
We weren't doing anything.
Okay. Where do you want me to put these?
Huh? Oh, I'll put them away. I just have to finish cleaning the cupboard.
Hmm. What's the matter with him? I don't know, but he sure is acting strange, huh?
I think he's been working too hard lately. Look, he's been cleaning the apartment again.
Yeah, I think we forget just how much he does around here.
Yeah, Terry, we really ought to show him how much we appreciate him.
You're right.
And I wish we could get him to take some time off just to relax.
That's a good idea, Janet. Good idea.
Hi, Jack.
Hi, Jack.
Jack?
Hmm?
Where are you going?
Well, I just have to finish cleaning.
Oh, forget that. Oh, my, you're tense.
Am I?
Yes. Oh, you need to relax.
Anything you say.
Jack, wouldn't it be nice to have some fun?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then why don't you?
Janet, do you want to go to the mountains with me this weekend?
I'd love to.
You would?
That's exactly what I wanted to hear you say.
Really?
Yeah. Where are you going?
Well, Larry said I could use this cabin up at Big Bear.
Oh, great. Oh, Jack, I'll go get ready right now.
Hey, Janet. Don't you take too long. What are you doing?
Jack, are you all right?
Oh, Terry, listen, I gotta talk to you about something right away.
But before you do...
What was that for?
Just for being you. And I'm sorry I waited this long to do it. Now, what did you want to say?
Want to go to the mountains with me this weekend?
Oh, I would love to. I know what I'll do. I'll pack us something to eat on the way up, okay? Oh, Jack. Oh, I was hoping for something like this.
I did it again.
Well, did you find out anything? Which one?
I can't talk to you now, Larry.
Oh, you're still working on it, huh, pal? No,
Larry.
Jack. Oh, hi, Larry. Oh, I can't wait to get up to Big Bear.
Janet?
No, Larry, listen. She was...
Oh, hi, Larry. Oh, Jack. We're going to have such fun up in the mountains.
You dirty dog.
It's not what you think.
Then why?
I don't know why. I don't even know how. All I know is that I asked both girls up to your dumb cabin this weekend. I feel terrible.
You'll feel better tonight.
You're right, I will, because I'm calling this whole thing off right now.
Wait a minute. You still have to find out which one it is, don't you?
Why do I have to?
Because it'll drive you crazy if you don't.
I know.
Oh, yes. But with me up there to help you...
Huh?
Look, while you're trying to find out from one girl, I'll be keeping the other one busy.
Then I can find out who it is.
Right.
So then I can talk her out of it.
Right. Afterwards.
Larry. Listen, you know, I keep telling you, but you can't get it through your thick head. I don't think of Janet and Terry that way, all right? We have a beautiful relationship, and I don't want to do anything to spoil that.
Okay, Jack, I stand corrected. You want to help me pack?
All right. Duck!
You nearly bumped your halo.
Dresses? We're going to be in the woods. You never know who you'll bump into.
Hi, Terry. Is this your magazine?
No, I got that from one of my patients. I haven't even read that yet.
Oh. You mind if I take it along?
Are you going to spend the weekend reading?
Hey, there might not be anything else to do. And the way poor Jack looks, the only thing he's going to want to do is jump into bed.
Well, here we are.
Yeah, finally. Only 6 hours for a 2-hour trip.
Well, it's a hard place to find.
Especially with a Pennsylvania road map.
I caught it before Philadelphia, didn't I?
Hey, you love this place, huh? It's great!
Oh, Terry, it's even got a loft.
Wow, this is great!
Well, those bags are heavy. You should have made 2 trips.
Thanks for your help.
Anytime, pal.
Let's check out the bedrooms.
Okay, I'll go check out this other one.
All right, I'll check this one.
Larry, come here. Would you get over here? Which one, Larry? Which one? I've been sitting next to him for 6 hours and I still don't have a clue.
All you have to do is ask one simple question.
What?
You want to fool around?
Get serious.
Okay, Jack, it's going to take a long time.
Whoever it is going to be subtle about it. She's not just going to blurt out an open invitation.
Want to go to bed, Jack?
Pardon me?
Well, I just thought that we should all get a good night's sleep so that we can have a bright and early start tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Well, night.
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 It's Janet.
Sorry. What can I find out for sure?
Jack, have you thought about where you'd like to sleep tonight?
I'm sorry, it's this mountain air. It makes me giddy.
I hope no one minds that I took this bedroom.
Oh, that's fine.
No, that's okay, no Terry. I think I'm going to sleep right out here. I'd like to have a nice big bedroom for a change. Here you go, Jack. And Jack can take the other bedroom.
Oh. Oh. Okay. Janet, I guess I'll be right in here.
Okay.
Hey, what about me?
You can sleep wherever you want.
Good night.
I guess I'll sleep up there. Janet?
Ugh. What? What?
I gotta ask you a favor.
Get away from me.
No. I'm afraid of heights.
So?
Maybe if you slept up there.
Forget it, Larry.
No. And I slept down here.
Oh.
Please.
Okay.
Oh,
okay,
thanks,
okay,
Janet.
Okay.
I'll remember this.
Yeah.
Thanks,
yeah.
Huh?
You big baby.
I had to talk to you. I couldn't sleep. Janet, listen. Janet, you know, when two people have been living together for a long time, it's only natural that they have certain feelings. Don't you agree? Well, if you do have these feelings, you know, you can tell me. I promise I'll behave if you want me to. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry. Forget I said that, okay? Is that a yes or a no? Janet, I have to know. Please don't tease me.
Hey, who wouldn't enjoy a picnic in the middle of a lush pine forest?
Somebody with an allergy.
Let's put these in some water, huh?
Okay, I'll help.
Jack, the weekend is almost over and you still haven't found out which one it is.
I know.
It's gotta be Janet.
How would I know? The only chance I had to be alone with her, she turned out to be you.
It was good for me.
Larry.
Hey, relax, buddy. I'll make sure you get another chance with Janet. Only this time, try and make the most of it, will you?
You know your problem, Larry. Wait, you don't understand. You...
Here we are.
Terry.
Uh-huh.
How'd you like to take a nice romantic walk down to the lake?
With whom?
With me.
Oh. All right. What did you do?
Well, if you don't mind my allergy.
No. You stay here, Jack. Come on, Larry.
Jack, where are you going?
Down to the lake with Grumpy. You can stay here with Sneezy.
Well, Janet, alone at last. We can have a nice, long talk.
Okay. You want to build a fire?
Anything you say.
Well?
Well.
You want to make it?
What?
The fire.
Oh, yeah, yes, of course, the fire. Yes, you have to make a fire, otherwise it won't burn. Right?
Listen, Jack, I'm going to freshen up and change into something more comfortable.
Something more comfortable? Lordy, it's so hard to be good. God!
Terry, you won't regret this. I mean, how can you go back to the city without one moonlight row on the lake?
Larry.
Well, don't tell me you're going to change your mind.
I wasn't. I was going to tell you that the seat is wet.
Oh!
Here. Sit on this.
Oh. Real woman. Won't Janet mind if you get her magazine wet?
That's not her magazine. What's the matter?
I gotta see Jack.
Well, Larry, careful. Careful!
Yeah! 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 I'll be right back.
Jack! What happened to you?
Never mind. Janet didn't fill out that quiz.
What?
Terry did. It's her magazine.
How do you know?
She just told me.
Yeah, but Janet was acting so... Are you sure?
Ask her yourself. She's down at the dock right now.
Right.
Where's Janet?
Slipping into something more comfortable. He's busy, Terry, so I thought I'd just come out here and keep you company.
Oh, thanks, but I had plenty of company. Darn mosquitoes. Well, I'm glad that you're here.
You are?
Of course. I always enjoy your company.
You know, I enjoy your company, too.
I'm glad.
I thought so. No, Terry, listen, you know... When two people live together for a while, it's only natural that they have certain feelings.
I know.
Now, I want you to know that I'm flattered, but there's something I've got to tell you. I didn't tell you yet.
Mosquito.
Oh.
Got him.
Good, Terry. I know what you wrote about me in that quiz.
What quiz?
The quiz you filled out in Real Woman.
I didn't fill out any quiz.
He didn't? I'm gonna kill Larry.
Oh! Jack.
Oh.
Jack, careful!
Don't tell me about boats, Terry. I've been around boats.
There you go, Larry. Some nice hot soup.
I'm too weak to eat.
Come on, Larry. Now, open up and just take a little sip. Come on, come on.
Mmm.
This will make you feel better.
I feel better already.
Ah! Aren't you ever gonna change?
I think I just did.
Like Jack, he doesn't take advantage of us.
Yeah, only because you never give him the chance.
Oh, Larry.
Janet.
Jack. Oh, what happened to you?
I fell in the...
Jack. Would you take advantage of me?
Janet, please, you've got to give up this hopeless fantasy of having an affair with me.
An affair?
Yeah, I know it's something you've been dreaming about for a long time, but you've got to get over me, kiddo.
Jack Tripper, what are you talking about?
He's talking about that quiz you filled out in the magazine.
What quiz?
You know, about wanting to have an affair with Jack.
I didn't fill out any quiz.
Wait a minute. If you didn't fill out any quiz and Terry didn't fill out any quiz, then who did?
Alice Green.
Who's Alice Green?
A patient at the hospital. It's her magazine.
Oh!
You don't happen to have Alice's number, do you?
She's 84.
What's she look like?
Larry! Oh, boy, I feel ridiculous.
And you thought that it was one of us?
Why do you think he invited you up here?
I'll go chop some wood.
You invited us up here to have an affair?
No. Only so I could figure out which one of you it was so I could talk you out of it.
Talk us out of it?
Yeah, don't you see? I mean, of course, I knew it wouldn't be easy. A nice-looking guy like me alone with two lonely, desperate women.
Desperate!
I was like, see, you have a hard time containing yourselves right now.
Thank you, Terry.
Wait. Oh, shit. Puff you! Come on, come on. Isn't this great?
Yeah, it's so warm and cozy.
Oh, it's freezing in there. I'm gonna sleep out here.
Hey, what do you think we're gonna do?
Oh, that's more like it.
Janet, what are you staring at?
Fire. I see things in the flames.
Really?
Yeah. Like I see this island with a pretty castle and trees blowing in the breeze.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
You know, I see a real handsome man. Rich. And, you know, handsome.
How about you, Lair?
I see the rich guy's sister.
How about you, Jack?
Well,
Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.